Hello there, and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Elsie. So, Mike, you've been living in Taiwan for a long time.
Oh, a long time.
What do you think about Taiwanese culture?
Taiwanese culture is very fun. It's loud, it's energetic, and it always brings lots of people together. Sometimes too many people, for my tastes. You know, the big crowds.
Crowded.
Yeah, I went to Dragon Boat races a while ago. Lots of people. But still, there's great energy. People really get into it. The kids are involved. Old folks are involved. Everyone's involved. And it's lots of fun. So I do like to join in those things. The holidays are great. But, for example, going down to the big fireworks festival in Yanshui and getting shot.
Yanshui, 风炮.
That's something I probably won't do. But I do watch it on TV.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Yeah.
But you know what? There's a problem. Sometimes people don't know how to preserve our culture.
Preserving culture, keeping it as the times change, is a difficult thing to do.
Yeah, so what are some of the ways people do to preserve Canadian culture?
Well, Canadian culture comes in many shapes and forms. Of course, there's the First Nations people culture. This would be the Native Canadians, the Indian people, as they used to be called. We call them First Nations people. They get some government help, but of course the people themselves are very enthusiastic about preserving their traditions, their language, their food, their religion, and things like that. I think festivals are also a wonderful way to preserve culture. Having a festival, having a big party to celebrate a culture, and inviting people from outside of the culture in to teach them about it and get them to learn to love it, too.
You played in Canada Day, right?
I did. Yeah.
Good for you.
Here's some Canadian culture.
So you were trying to preserve your culture in Taiwan.
We played some Canadian rock songs while people drank Canadian drinks and ate Canadian snacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so what about today's article?
Well, let's check out the article and find out other ways to preserve culture.
Reading. The Bank of Culture saves Taiwanese traditions. Four graduates of National Chiao Tung University are fighting to save traditional Taiwanese culture. It seems that many locals aren't interested in their nation's traditional art, music, languages, and the island's history. To record and share these things, these four people created the Bank of Culture in 2016. Since its beginning, this organization has interviewed more than 150 Taiwanese traditional craftsmen. Their talents and stories are listed on the Bank of Culture website. Through this website, the Bank of Culture allows the public to experience traditions. Like a regular bank, the Bank of Culture lets people make deposits and withdrawals. People make deposits by sending the website information about a certain tradition. Once the information is fact-checked, the Bank of Culture posts it. To make a withdrawal, people can apply to use this knowledge to create a special project. If the bank likes their idea, it'll reach out to them. Together, they'll set up a program that teaches about that part of Taiwanese culture.
Now, of course, culture in Taiwan, kind of like culture in Canada, has several different parts that are all worth saving. You have, of course, Taiwanese culture that came from China hundreds of years ago. You have the Hakkanese culture that we find in parts of the West Coast. And the oldest, the Aboriginal cultures, the Indian native cultures that have been here for thousands of years. And all of these and more are worth preserving and protecting. So the article tells us about four special people, four graduates of National
Chiao Tung University.
Thank you. Chiao Tung University are fighting to save traditional Taiwanese culture. Now, of course, when we say fighting here, we don't mean they're punching and kicking people, but they're working hard to do something that is not easy to do. Yeah, so these four people are graduates. Now, we know they're probably young because if you're a graduate, you've just finished school, a certain level of school. We often say that name before we say graduate. A junior high school graduate has just finished junior high school and is probably now starting senior high school. A few years later, a senior high school graduate will go on to university, and after four or more years, they will be a university graduate. You've passed all your tests. You've taken all the classes you need to. The teachers have said, good job. You've learned everything we want you to learn. You'll probably get a degree, a certificate that says your name and the name of the school. And then someone will shake you by the hand. And congratulations, you're a graduate. For example, we could say after 4 years of study in university, John was a Stanford University graduate. Well done, John. So yes, we use graduate as a noun, as a person who has finished the school, but we can also use it as a verb, can't we?
Yeah, we can. Graduate 在文章当中当名词用是毕业生，那当动词用的时候是毕业，那名词呢是 graduation，像是 graduation ceremony 就是毕业典礼啦。那文章说呢，四名国立交通大学的毕业生正在努力拯救传统的台湾文化。It's very rare to see young people do this in Taiwan.
Well, the article says it seems that many locals aren't interested in their nation's traditional art.Music, languages, and the island's history. Well, in some ways, I think this is true. People in Taiwan are often looking to the future. They're looking to improve things and seeing what's coming to them or what's going to happen, but maybe not looking in the past so much. We often think of Japanese people who still like to study the arts of the samurai,
yeah.
Or the decorations of kimonos, and they really value their old culture. There's people in European countries who still keep those old languages, the music, the food, the history alive. But maybe in Taiwan, people have that forward-looking point of view. So it is sometimes hard for people to be interested in the culture of Taiwan.
Same 这个动词呢，是似乎的意思。It seems that 后面再加出一个名词子句，代表的是似乎如何如何。句首的 it 它是一个虚主词哦，那真主词则是在后方 that 所引导出的名词子句。那给同学们一个简单的例句哦 ，It seems that he likes you， 似乎他喜欢你。再来另外一个例句是 ，It seems that you won't pass the exam， 似乎你不会通过考试。那回到文章来呢，我们说到似乎很多在地的台湾人对以下这些文化不是很感兴趣，包括了 traditional art 传统艺术 ，music 音乐 ，languages 语言，还有就是 the island's history 这座岛屿的历史。So it's true, actually. Some of us don't find them interesting.
And that is too bad. But there are some people who want to change that. It says to record and share these things, these four people created the Bank of Culture in 2016. So they've actually done something about it. These four people, these are the graduates from a national...
交通
University. They've started the Bank of Culture 2 years ago.Back in 2016.
So they have been doing this for about 2 years.
Absolutely. It says, since its beginning, this organization has interviewed more than 150 Taiwanese traditional craftsmen. So this is one of the ways they're going to preserve old culture, by interviewing people who practice or who do things from that old culture. In this case, craftsmen, people who work with their hands,building things, making things, maybe furniture, homes, all sorts of different stuff like that. Everything from art to things that you use in your practical life. Craftsmen, craftswomen, craftspeople work with their hands using special skills, often skills that they didn't learn in a school. They might have learned from their parents or grandparents. Crafts are often passed down through the generations rather than something you study formally in a school.
所以 craftsman 就是工匠的意思，在文章中是复数型。所以呢，这个组织也就是 The Bank of Culture 文化银行已经访问了超过150位台湾传统的工匠。They have been able to share their stories with the organization.
That's right. That's why they're recording them and interviewing them. The craftspeople, it says, their talents and stories are listed on the Bank of Culture website. So imagine they're interviewing people who do those wonderful temple carvings, maybe in one part of Taiwan, or they go over to one of the islands and interview an Aboriginal person who carves those beautiful boats and things like that, designing clothes that are worn in special Native or Aboriginal ceremonies. These types of skills, if we don't record them or preserve them or keep them going, they could die out and we would lose a lot of talent. Well, talent is basically a natural skill, something you're born with. You can study things and become better at something, but when we talk about a talent, it's something that you're kind of born with, like a natural gift that you were given from your parents or something like that. All of us have different talents. It takes a little bit to discover them. It takes more to improve them. But talents are things that we were born with. For example, you could say many musicians are born with a talent for singing. I've rarely met musicians who can't play well and sing at the same time. Did they learn it? Maybe not. Maybe they were born with it. It's a talent.
So what's your talent, Mike?
What's my talent? Mm-hmm. I don't know. That's a good question.
I think you have a talent for teaching English.
Oh, well, that's very nice of you. I'm not sure, but I certainly enjoy it and I work at it. So that's something you also have to learn about talents. Yes, you can be born with something, but the more you do it, the more you practice, the more you learn, that's the way you will really improve. What about you? What are your talents?
I only know that I have no talent for drawing.
Ooh, drawing is a tricky one.
I can draw.
But how much do you draw?
Actually, I draw in classes.
Okay.
When I'm teaching students.
And you're still terrible?
I'm still terrible.
You should take a class.
Maybe I will.
Yeah. Mm.
So after interviewing these craftsmen, they put their stories on the organization's website,
right? That's right.
这些工匠的故事呢，就被放到文化银行的网页上。
And of course, the website is a great way to preserve the traditions, but also to educate other people about the traditions. It says, through this website, the Bank of Culture allows the public to experience traditions. So, unlike other banks, it's not keeping these traditions for itself. No, it's lending them out. It's more of a library of culture or a museum of culture. So we can go online or we can visit the Bank of Culture and we can actually learn and hear these interviews, meet the people, see their art and their crafts and things like that. What a great idea.
Yeah, 这样的话呢，就会有更多的人可以了解台湾的在地文化。More people can get to know Taiwanese culture.
That's right. It says, like a regular bank, the Bank of Culture lets people make deposits and withdrawals. So there you go. That's why they chose this name, bank. It's kind of like a regular bank. They let people make deposits and withdrawals. Of course, in a regular bank, you're doing that with money. To deposit your money is to put it into the bank, and then when you need it, you withdraw. That's a withdrawal. This is a regular bank, of course. Regular, this adjective, is something common, normal, or expected. It's not strange or weird or unusual. For example, we could say on a regular day, I get up at 8:30 in the morning. Maybe on a weekend or a holiday, I sleep in. But a regular day, a normal day, Monday to Friday, that type of thing.
Regular 这个形容词呢，就是平常的、普通的。那相反字，我们就在字首加上 ir， 变成 irregular 这个形容词。那文化银行就像是一般的银行一样，人们可以存钱和领钱，但文化银行存取跟提领的是文化，不是钱哦。
All right, and yes, we had that other word, deposit. This is a noun in this form, as I mentioned. A deposit is when you put money into the bank. Well, actually, that is to deposit. We can use it as a verb, but a deposit is the amount of money that you have put in the bank. That is a deposit. For example, we could say, Mary made a deposit of 5,000 NT into her bank account. These days, we can make a deposit through the ATM, can't
yes,
we?
Yes, ATM.
You don't even have to see a person. So yes, when you're putting money into the bank, that is a deposit.
Deposit 这个名词就是存款押金。To make a deposit 就是存钱到银行里头。那 deposit 也可以当作动词来用哦，就是存钱的意思了。You can deposit money in your account. 你可以存钱到你的银行账户里头。那相反的领钱怎么说呢？我们这边在文章中看到的是名词 withdraw。那如果要用来说领钱的 片语的话我们可以说 to make a withdrawal 那动词是什么呢动词是 withdraw withdraw money 就是领钱啦 But how can people make deposits and withdrawals in the bank of culture?
Well, that's a great question because, of course, culture, it's not like money. You can't go out and take out, you know, pieces of culture. So, yeah, how do you do that? It says people make deposits by sending the website information about a certain tradition. So the currency of this bank is not money, it's information. That's what they deal with. So a deposit is you give them information. Maybe you make a video of a certain tradition, a certain part of culture that you know about, that you enjoy, and you want to put that or have that included in the bank of culture. That's your deposit.
That's an awesome idea, right?
Yeah.
你可以透过寄给文化银行网站某项传统的资料，然后来登录文化。Information 这个字呢，是一个不可数名词哦，代表的是资讯。那如果你要数它的话，请你用单位词 a piece of information, 一则资讯。
So there you go, you make your deposit, but of course they have to kind of look at the information you're depositing. Some of it might not be exactly what the Bank of Culture is looking for. So once the information is fact-checked, the Bank of Culture posts it. So if you say, hey, I got all this great stuff about Star Wars movies, they might say, it's interesting, but it's not exactly for the Taiwan Bank of Culture. So they have to fact check it. They have to make sure it's all true and accurate, and also it fits with what they want to include.
Fact, 它是事实的意思。那 fact check, 就是事实查核。在文章中呢是被动态出现的。It's fact checked.那传送过来的资讯呢是要 需要经过查核的只要通过查核文化银行就会把它放到网站上 And how can people make withdrawals?
Right, well of course the deposits will be made by people who want to protect and educate about the culture Withdrawals are made by people like us who want to learn more and experience other parts of culture It says to make a withdrawal to get something outTo make a withdrawal, people can apply to use this knowledge to create a special project. So if you have an interest in some of these old crafts or old bits of culture, you can make a request or you can apply to withdraw. Now, when you apply, this verb is basically to ask for something in a very sort of formal or official way. You're asking for permission. You might be applying in person or in writing.So if you go to a place and say, excuse me, I would like to join this place, this group or organization, that is to apply in person. Often these days we do it in writing or through the internet, but you're kind of saying, hi, this is me, I would like to join. We apply to join schools and things like that. Not everyone can go because the school can only take so many people. So you're saying, I'm interested in going, please, you know, think aboutletting me go there, but to do that is to apply, to formally ask. For example, you could say many students apply to National Taiwan University every year, but not all of them will get in.
那要提取文化呢，人们可以申请使用网站上的知识来创造特别的企划。
So you have an idea for something you want to do using some of this culture information, you apply. And then it says if the bank likes their idea,It'll reach out to them. So people who work at the Bank of Culture will look at your idea for an art project or a history project, whatever it is, and then they will reach out to you. To reach out to someone basically is to get in contact or to communicate with that person. Together, they'll set up a program that teaches about that part of Taiwanese culture. So this is kind of a nice idea. If they like your idea, not only will they allow you to make a withdrawal to get out information, film, interviews, they'll actually work with you on your project. So that's a great part of this program. A program is basically an organized group of activities or a schedule of activities or something like that. If we go to school, there might be a program of learning. The teacher will tell you the things that you'll learn and it will be organized and laid out. It will be broken down into smaller groups and easier to understand ideas. That is the program. It's all been organized from beginning to end to make it as easy as possible to understand. For example, Felicity started a new exercise program at her gym. So she'll be running and lifting weights and doing swimming all on different days for different reasons. It's all planned out. It's a great program.
那另外我们还看到 set something up, 就是开办设立某事物的意思啦。所以如果文化银行呢喜欢他们的想法他们就会为申请人提供帮助。文化银行和他们就会一起设立关于这项台湾传统的计划。And it's the best way to preserve our culture too. So now let's go to For You Chat.
For You Chat.
All right, our chat question is about traditional Taiwanese culture.We've talked a little bit about the bank of culture, but not so much about the different parts of culture that people might want to preserve, people might want to deposit. So what about you, Elsie? What is your favorite custom in traditional Taiwanese culture, and why?
It's very hard for me to choose one. How about you choose one?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. You really can't think of any?
Not now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.What about you? Can you think of one now?
You've lived here for quite a long time.
Yeah, so I'm so familiar with everything. So I can't choose my favorite one.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's why. Okay. Yeah. Well, I already mentioned the Beehive Firework Festival down in Yanshui. That's a pretty interesting one. Very exciting for people. It's often included in, TV shows about strange traditions around the world. Another one that I've always been interested in attending, but I understand the scheduling can be...quite difficult is the boat launching festivals that they have on Lanyu.
The
Aboriginal people down there will make a new boat. Mm. And I think it's in the springtime. They'll go out and throw the boat up in the air and do traditional rituals to, give the boat luck and protect the people in the boat. And I've always found that very interesting as well.
I think I can choose one now.
Oh, okay.
I like traditional Taiwanese puppet show.
Traditional Taiwanese puppet shows.
Have you watched any of that?
Actually, I have a friend who came here all the way from France and studied with the top puppet masters in Taiwan. And
she is
now doing traditional Taiwanese puppet shows in France.
Cool.
So there you go. There's lots of people who want to preserve traditional Taiwanese culture. How about you guys? Are you interested in it? Is there a certain type of culture that you're particularly interested in? Have a chat about that. Maybe work to save it.But please do come back and join us for more articles very, very soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Bank of Culture saves Taiwanese traditions. Four graduates of National Chiao Tung University are fighting to save traditional Taiwanese culture. It seems that many locals aren't interested in their nation's traditional art, music, languages, and the island's history.To record and share these things, these four people created the Bank of Culture in 2016. Since its beginning, this organization has interviewed more than 150 Taiwanese traditional craftsmen. Their talents and stories are listed on the Bank of Culture website. Through this website, the Bank of Culture allows the publicto experience traditions. Like a regular bank, the Bank of Culture lets people make deposits and withdrawals. People make deposits by sending the website information about a certain tradition. Once the information is fact-checked, the Bank of Culture posts it. To make a withdrawal, people can apply to use this knowledge.To create a special project. If the bank likes their idea, it'll reach out to them. Together, they'll set up a program that teaches about that part of Taiwanese culture.
Vocabulary Review.
Graduate.George's mother is a college graduate, but his father didn't finish high school. Talent. Julia Child's teachers said she had no talent for cooking, but she later became a famous cook. Regular. Nancy's job is nothing special, She's just a regular office worker. Deposit. Marlene spent her lunch hour making a deposit at the bank. Apply. Ross applied to more than 50 companies before he got a new job. Program. Our school has programs after school for students who can't go home until 5 p.m.